If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, The Walking Dead Recap Show. It is Monday, March 13th. We're going to be talking about last night's episode, Bury Me Here, Season 7, Episode 13. And of course, I was going to do it by myself, but then I was like, hey girls, do you mind? And they were like, I guess we got time for you, Mike. And I was like, all right. Brancy is back.
Hey, Mike.
She's a little under the weather, people. She's under. Yes. She's got some antibiotics in her and some NyQuil. So if she starts fading out or starts rapping, it's because it's the NyQuil. So she's back, of course. And the other girl on the other side, according to Kristen.com. Kristen, what's up, Kristen?
What up?
So before we even begin, unfortunately, Brancy, I was forced to be with Kristen last week's episode. She totally ragged on all the episodes, didn't like them, and we wanted to know.
That's such a lie.
The Eugene episode.
Yeah.
Were you team Mike, who liked it, or team her that did it?
See, that's so funny because she texted me and she was like, what did you think of the Eugene episode? And I was like, I know you're not going to agree with me, but I liked it.
Ah!
And she was like, no.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Kristen?
Hey, we're all entitled to our opinions.
No, of course. Of course. And like I always say, yours is wrong.
Oh, my.
So let's talk Bury Me Here. Kristen?
Yes?
Overall, how did you feel about this episode?
I actually liked
Yay!
It.
Yay! I really thought... Oh, hey, hold on. I'm not done yet. Brancy?
I liked this episode too, Mike.
What? This is like Morgan episode part two.
No.
Whatever.
And it wasn't like 5 hours long either.
Shut up. That wasn't that long, the other one. But, I mean, it was kind of cool because the episode that you girls hated so much, where we see Morgan become Morgan and why and get saved and everything else, this one here was almost like an unraveling of that episode. I mean, he pretty much does unravel, right? I mean, he's now on the dark side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's ready to fuck some shit up. Okay, so I got my notes and I'm looking here and I'm trying to figure out I don't know where I want to start. Either way, I'm going to start on the bottom. I don't care. Morgan tells Carol what's up. How are y'all feeling when he was like, "Hey, so you want to know now? You better ask because I'm going to be leaving soon." What was going through y'all's minds?
He was kind of ruthless in that moment.
He was in G mode, telling you.
Yes.
I thought it was awesome. I mean, because this whole episode leading up to that, I was like, okay, this is cool. You know, I mean, I liked it a lot. But then all of a sudden we knocked the door. I was like, oh! And I looked at my wife. He said, he's going to tell Carol shit. And he did. Mm-hmm. And Carol? Good old Carol's back too. Morgan's back. My nipples are.
We think he's back.
No, come. Are you serious? He says to Carol, "I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna kill one by one on the way back." You don't think he's crossed over?
I mean,
uh-oh.
For now, yeah.
Wait a second.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know. I don't know about Morgan.
What do you mean? I mean, this whole time we've been kind of like.
I mean, he snapped obviously in this episode.
I think he's gone. I think he's gone overboard.
Full dark side?
Yeah, I think he's full dark side. I think he's ready for revenge and to take him out. I think he tried. It seemed like he tried so hard to be good and then just said, fuck it. That's it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to kill every single one on the way to wherever I'm going.
Yep.
You agree, Brancy?
I agree. I think he's over the edge, and I'm happy for it.
Yes. Wait, Kristen, what's the matter? You just don't like Morgan, do you?
I mean,
oh, there it is. That's what it is.
But I liked this episode.
I know.
Because he was actually realizing that he has to do what he has to do.
But you don't like him. Do you not trust him?
I don't like him or dislike him. He's just there.
Okay. All right. Well, he was upset because I know that you had the hots for Benjamin.
No.
What'd y'all think about Benjamin dying?
But doesn't he look like Carol?
What?
Are you?
I was watching the episode with my brother, and I'm like, they showed that kid Benjamin like from the side, and I was like, oh my god, he looks like Carol. Like, he could be her son.
Girl. She's trying to come up with conspiracy theories.
Yes, she is.
No, I'm not saying he is, he looks like her.
Brancy, she gets one right where she was like, did you see that person in the shadows with Father Gabriel? And now ever since then, she's like, did you look in the tree? The reflection looked like Carol. Look at it.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying. You have one, and all of a sudden.
Did I say Carol, it was a conspiracy theory? Or did I just say he looked like Carol?
It sounds like a conspiracy theory, like Carol fooled around on Ed, got pregnant.
Oh my god.
That's what sounded like. But did you think Richard was going to get shot, or did you think somebody else was going to get shot at that moment? Before the bullet comes out of the Savior's gun.
Well, my brother paused it at that moment and asked me who I thought it was, and I said the kid.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
Well, didn't we all say that? I thought we all talked about that. If the kid died in past recaps, that would probably be the thing, one thing that would push Morgan over the edge. I swear we talked about that. Maybe it was me.
I don't remember being there.
Maybe it was that. Me and Brancy. Because Kristen, I don't know if Kristen could come up with that idea.
Wait, what did you just say?
What? I didn't say anything? What? Well, I mean, so Benjamin's dead.
Yes.
That definitely pushes Morgan over. Carol stops him. Carol goes to King Zekiel and says, we got to fight. We got to get ready. And, of course, Zekiel is like, not yet. I'm assuming that was probably out of respect for Benjamin, right? We just lost him. Let's plant some stuff. And that's it.
I mean, I think that was more for his little brother, too.
I think so also. I think so as well. But I definitely loved how Morgan, even though Richard had a plan, a master plan, and it was supposed to be him, Morgan still takes out Richard and then still uses his master plan. And then buries him. As my wife would say, out of respect for Richard's plan and reasoning for why he was doing what he was doing. Could y'all relate to Richard? Could you see his point of why he wanted not to wait? Or y'all just didn't like Richard either?
I mean, I guess I can see where he was going, but I think that his plan maybe wasn't as thought out as it should have been. Because, I mean, like, we've seen, I mean, I know that it wasn't Negan that did it.
Right.
This episode. But, I mean, what happened with Glenn, I mean, Glenn didn't do shit to Negan.
No, I know.
But he lashed out at somebody random. I mean, that's just the volatile people that we're dealing with here. They're not going to target the person that did it, you know?
Right.
I feel like he risked everybody's lives there.
I think he definitely did. I think if I was sitting next to Richard, I would be like, Richard, this could go really, really good or really, really bad.
Exactly.
And it goes really, really bad. Because were y'all putting it together? Like, when you saw the bury me at that moment, did you guys think, oh shit, Richard's planned all of this? Like, with the carts and everything else? Were y'all figuring it out up to that part or no?
My dad did. He was saying it the whole episode.
Because your dad's an officer of the law. That's why.
Well, even when Benjamin was talking to Carol, he was like, oh, yeah, the kid's going to die tonight. And I was like, why do you think? And he was like, I just know.
Well, there we go. One day we got to have your dad on. That would be hilarious.
MS.
Well, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I think the plan went well. I think Morgan got the Savior's trust faster than I think Richard's plan, because Richard's plan would have taken a little bit longer. But by him killing Richard in front of their eyes, I think even the Saviors were like, this fucking guy's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so they were calm and said, give him the stick and let's go and we'll see you next week. And then, do you think next episode, I mean, do you think season finale is when we're going to see a war or a start of a war? Or do you think, like, next week we're going to get something? Probably not, right? Because they're still getting guns for the trash people.
Well, I know, we were in Sonoya.
Uh-huh.
We did the live stream. And I kind of, like, hijacked the tour that was going on.
We saw
they were doing like the big zombie tour, and I heard her talking about everything that they kind of knew about the finale. It sounds like something's definitely going to happen in the finale,
right?
But then that spoiler-ish thing came out that said that there's going to be a big death, but it's not going to be a cliffhanger. So that makes me think that it's not the war yet.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know.
For people that don't know what Brant's talking about, over the weekend they went to Mystic Falls for the whole Vampire Diaries series finale shindig. And if you go to Variety Radio Online's Facebook page, I get a text from Amy, and she's like, "Hey, can you see us on our Facebook page?" I'm like, "Oh, jeez, what do these girls want?" So I finished I finished taking a crap and I wiped my butt and then
oh my god,
what? I'm just joking. I was in the office, and so then I get on there and then I see some people illegally entering the Walking Dead tour that's happening there. And at first I was like, oh, this is so cool, because they're showing people. You got to go on the page. Brancy's got the she's live, and they're like talking about the Walking Dead. And then all of a sudden I hear, we're not technically in the tour. We're kind of like, y'all are like across the street from the tour. Because I was wondering, I was like, why aren't you up there so we can hear the girl? And then y'all are like, we're not supposed to be here. And no one said anything to you guys? No one said anything?
No. I mean, like, she kind of looked at us, but like, we weren't trying to like jump into the tour. You know what I mean? I was just trying to listen to what she was saying, because she was pointing out, we were trying to figure out where the gate to Alexandria was. Because that's where we were, for you guys that don't know. We were like around where the whole surrounding area of the gate of Alexandria is. And we were trying to figure out where it is that they always like open up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to listen to her to find out if she was going to point out where it was. And then I just heard her say that. And I was like, ooh, I may need to stay here a little bit.
Yes, people. So if you get a chance, go check that out. And then you also went to Nick and Norman's, was it a restaurant there?
Yes, it's a restaurant.
And the cafe, the Walking Dead cafe. Now, is that separate from Nick and Norman's or...
It is. The Walking Dead Cafe is like an affiliate of the Woodbury Shop. The Woodbury Shop is like a souvenir shop.
Oh, okay.
So it's like right next to it. And it was so funny because I bought a cookie and they ring up on the register as Carol's Cookies.
Nice. Now, did you eat it or did you just wrap it and say, I'm just going to put it on my shelf and keep it there forever?
Oh, no, I ate that thing, Mike. Okay. That thing was good.
All right. Well, then, people, if you want to go check out their little voyage, because I think y'all were walking, and then there's Rick's house. So y'all had some good little shots. But then at one point, y'all were like, we're walking. Okay, we hit the end of the highway. Now we got to turn around. And I was like, oh, that's it. Sign off. And I was
going. Yeah, because I kept telling Amy, I was like, can I shut this thing off yet? And she's like, no. And I was like, we're just walking, Amy.
Yeah, y'all walked a long time. So, Did you go live? Did you go live from Nick and Norman's or the cafe at all?
No, we didn't, but I took a lot of pictures.
Oh, that sucks. All right. Well, then, we're done with the recap. Anything else? Did we forget anything? I mean, it was pretty much a dope. I scale 1 to 10, I would give it a 10. Like, I really enjoyed this episode. Not because it was just about more, because, you know, y'all know as well as I do, plus people that listen to our stuff, all three of us been wanting to choke Morgan. Because of the crap he's been saying. But this episode, he redeemed. After this episode, I was with everybody. I'd be like, good, you're on my good side now. You're gone. You're gone full crazy. Scale of 1 to 10. Kristen, curious to know.
10.
Whatever.
Anytime Carol says we have to fight.
Okay.
It's a 10.
All right. I'll give you that one. That is true. I cannot argue with that. Brancy?
I'm giving it a 10 also.
Because?
Because Carol finally knows the truth. Morgan is finally doing something. Yeah. And everybody, we're finally working towards it. I'm so excited.
Did y'all's nipples get hard like mine?
I don't know about all that.
Okay.
But.
Never mind. All right. Well, I think we're done with the recap. So next week we'll be back. And it's obvious to us three that most likely, probably no fighting. Maybe we'll, I don't know, more guns being, you think we'll get to the Amazon jungle women clan? You think? Or I did see a little clip. It's a lot of Sasha and Rosita.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. This is going to be one of those episodes. Do you think we'll lose one of them next week? Do you think anybody will die next week?
If they do, hopefully it's one of them.
Oh, I know. We're finally getting along, Kristen.
I know.
All right. All right.
What is happening?
I know. So all three of us give it a 10. We'll be back next week to talk more of The Walking Dead. Brancy, if people want to find you online, all that good stuff.
It's thevro.com and VROBrancy on Twitter and Instagram.
Sweet. Kristen.
According to Kristen.com and on Twitter and Instagram at @thisiskristen_.
Sweet. And you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Twitter and Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat's on my blog, iWatchMike. They're on Facebook, all that good stuff. So we'll be back. Oh, if you want to check out more of our recap shows, a couple of spots, you can go to iTunes and search The Walking Dead Recap Show. You can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Those two spots plus the blog has everything as well. So go check that out. We'll be back next Monday night talking more of The Walking Dead. Will myself, Brancy, and Kristen get along? Probably me and Brancy. I don't know about Kristen. But we'll see.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.